This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Hindukush Himalaya Parliamentarians Meet 2025 kicks off in Kathmandu. President Ramchandra Portal urges all sides to fulfill commitments made in the Paris Agreement relating to climate change and global temperature rise containing measures. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is making efforts for safe and speedy release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Two workers of Rahughat Hydropower killed in landslide occurred near approach route to project's major tunnel in Myagdi district. Five others sustained injuries. And U.S. President Donald Trump hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for high-stakes peace talks at White House. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Portal has said all sides must fulfill the commitments made in the Paris Agreement relating to climate change and the measures to containing global temperature rise. Inaugurating the Hindu Kush Himalaya Parliamentarians Meet 2025 in Kathmandu today, President Portal urged all countries to obey the Paris Agreement to contain temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial age. The President expressed worry over the rise of temperature above average range in the Hindu Kush Himalaya in recent years, which is further exacerbated by the fast snowmelt, causing floods and erosion downstream. The President also expressed gratitude to the member countries of Hindu Kush region for their continued efforts to face climate change, control air pollution, and protect biodiversity. Meanwhile, addressing an inaugural session of the Hindu Kush Himalaya Parliamentarians Meet, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has called for collective efforts at the global level to address a growing impact of climate change, a borderless phenomenon threatening human civilization. Dr. Rana said climate change is a common concern against human civilization and it goes beyond any specific boundary and geography. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government was making all the best possible efforts for the safe and speedy release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student in Israel who was taken hostage by Hamas. Taking to his social media, Prime Minister Oli stated that the government was taking all best possible efforts for Bipin's release, adding that it was the responsibility of the government. According to the Prime Minister, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, through Nepal's diplomatic missions in the Gulf countries, is holding continuous talks to ensure a safety and speedy release of Bipin. Two workers hired by the Myagdi-based under construction Rahughat hydropower project were killed in a landslide occurred near the approach route to the project's major tunnel today. According to District Police Deputy Superintendent of Police Surya Bahadur Thapa, five others injured in the incident have been taken to the hospital. The project is being developed at the Raghuganga Rural Municipality. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has garnered information on the expansion of Digital Nepal Framework DNF and progress of the Nepal Telecom. Prime Minister Oli shot a brief inquiry from Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung, Secretary Radhika Aryal and Officiating Managing Director at Nepal Telecom Sabina Maske Pradhan today. In the meeting, Prime Minister Oli reminded the subordinates to intensify the good governance, development and prosperity initiatives through the use of information technology. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Bhagwati Nyopane has said the Federal Civil Service Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat that is presently in the National Assembly would be finalized soon. Responding to the concerns raised during a theoretical discussion on the bill at a meeting of the Legislation Management Committee in a National Assembly today, the minister placed efforts to conclude the bill unanimously. During the deliberation, lawmakers called for addressing error and weaknesses made on the part of the House of Representatives regarding the bill. A total of 193 proposals have been registered in the upper house seeking amendments to the bill. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that attempts are being made to mislead the society by spreading false narratives that the old parties could not do anything. At an interaction and these greetings exchange program organized by the party's well-wisher organizations coordination department at the central office in Sanipat today, President Deuba said that it is necessary to overcome such narratives. 16 different organizations have demanded the government to issue Student-Friendly School Education Act immediately. Submitting a memorandum to President of Health, Education and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives, Amar Bahadur Thapa, on Monday, they blamed the government of ignoring students' issues on the bill even after expressing frequent commitment of issuing the School Education Act. The student organizations also asked to make school teachers' appointment process inclusive and to appoint teachers through fully open competition. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump will host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for high-stakes peace talks at the White House this evening. After a summit in Alaska on Friday with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, Trump suggested on Sunday that a peace agreement could come quickly if Zelensky cedes eastern Ukraine's Donbas region to Russia. The summit had ended with no peace deal, despite high hopes leading up to it. According to Al Jazeera, Zelensky will be joined in Washington, D.C. by several European leaders who will be there to support Ukraine's position and push for its direct involvement in any peace deal and for that deal to be backed by U.S. security guarantees. One of the most important items on the agenda will be Putin's territorial demands in Ukraine. To date, Zelensky has refused to consider the possibility of ceding Ukrainian territory to bring about peace. Gaza's health ministry says 5 Palestinians have died due to malnutrition in the past 24 hours, including 2 children, while Amnesty International says Israel is carrying out a deliberate campaign of starvation in the Strip. According to Al Jazeera, Israel is intensifying attacks on Gaza's largest city before plans to seize it, with at least 19 Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks across the Strip since dawn on Monday, including 8 seeking aid. Hamas has slammed Israel's plan to seize Gaza City and forcibly displace its population, calling Israeli promises to provide shelter and humanitarian aid blatant deception. The Qatari Prime Minister is said to be heading to Egypt on Monday for talks on a ceasefire deal for Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly areas and Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Koshi and Madhes provinces and hilly region of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places in the Tarai region of Koshi province and in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Hindu Kush Himalaya parliamentarians meet 2025 kicks off in Kathmandu. President Ramchandra Pawadel urges all sides to fulfill commitments made in the Paris Agreement relating to climate change and global temperature rise containing measures. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is making efforts for safe and speedy release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Two workers of Rahughat Hydropower killed in landslide occurred near approach route to project's major tunnel in Magdi district. Five others sustained injuries. And U.S. President Donald Trump hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for high-stakes peace talks at White House. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.